We are here with Windward Volcanoes coach Andrew Richardson, looking back at Zone B action in Colonial Super 50 2019. Coach Richardson, obviously difficult start to the tournament for Windward Volcanoes, but looking back at the game against the emerging players, what are the positives as a coach you're trying to take from that game?
Positives that we can look at from that game is that we have not too many, because you know, I thought that we held the run rate good up until the 42nd over. We had the run rate at about that them scoring at about 4 and over, which was very manageable. But at the back end, we didn't execute as well as we wanted to. I thought that our middle to lower order gave us some hope. Michelin Ford and Hodge and Toy making a little bit of contribution with the bat, so it's just a matter of cleaning up our back end and getting a good start with our top order batting to fix things going forward.
Right. Obviously, West Indies emerging players is a composition of, we can say, talented options from around the region. As an experienced Windward's team, did you feel that the team maybe on the day, underrated them a little bit, or maybe the emerging players just played very well?
I must commend the emerging players team. They looked a bit more hungry than us. It seemed that they'd be more determined, and I think that's the reason they probably came out on top. Not saying that we didn't cover our bases, and we didn't execute our plans, and we didn't execute the basics as well as we are able to, as we are capable of. So I think all in all, it's just a combination of things, and they played better on the night.
All right. Well, I guess lastly, obviously, as things stand, you are the bottom of the group, but you have a game against the USA coming up now. So I guess, is the aim as simple as just beat the USA and just try to start winning games now?
We're at the bottom, and the only way from there is going up. So whatever opponent we have in front of us, USA is our third game. So